Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And also in our studio today is Kent Tesey, a farm management analyst, as well as a vice president at MinStar Bank. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here today.
And this is part three of the three-part series on the bird flu, the avian flu. And just to recap, we've been talking about the scope of the problem, and it's pretty widespread in Minnesota and Iowa with chicken or laying hens and as well as turkey producers throughout the region. We also know that it'll probably have an impact on consumer markets. We know it's been extraordinarily expensive for the producers, not only in lost income because they've had to destroy their flocks, but also the cleanup that goes on along with that. And there really isn't a safety net available for those producers. And it's something that's worried a lot of communities, communities as large as St. Cloud. So I guess the next item of business is, you know, the folks who are in positions of power in government at the various levels, are they making some consideration on things they can do to mitigate this problem?
You know, one thing I'd have to say, observing this kind of from the outside, both the federal and state officials have really done a pretty good job on this of working with the various agencies, but also working directly with producers, working with communities that are involved. And certainly both our federal and state legislative officials have been on top of it, trying to figure out what's the best way to manage it. So I think the response effort, even though it's still... We don't have our arms around it yet. I think they're making some good efforts on it.
County fairs. Is this going to affect county fairs?
I would, that's a great question. We did mention that backyard flocks of poultry, homegrown poultry, is also susceptible. And one thing we should mention, if anyone notices birds that die unexpectedly, whether they're wild birds, pheasants or anything, but if you have chickens or geese or something at home, turkeys, be sure and report that to the officials so they can get their arms around it. You know, it's a little early yet to know whether or not this will affect county fairs and state fairs. I know the officials are looking at it very close because those are great events, but obviously they don't want to be the cause of spreading the disease. I would guess they're going to hold off as long as they can, but the first county fairs start in late June, so my guess is in the next 30 days or so, they're probably going to have to make some decisions there. And then the other thing is whether if they did decide to not have poultry exhibits at county fairs, will it just be regional or will it be statewide? Because obviously this is a little more concentrated in certain areas of the state, but those 19 counties are, if you look at the big picture, are spread kind of all across the state. So they're certainly concerned there. And poultry is, in 4-H projects, is one of the bigger 4-H animal science projects in the state. So it is a big decision and affects certainly a lot of people, but it'll be the fair officials working with the Minnesota Board of Animal Health to make that decision on what's best for everybody.
Kent Tesey, he's a farm management analyst and vice president at MinStar Bank. I want to thank you for being our guest today.
Yeah, great to be here.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.